This painting, illustrating the content of the Lotus Sutra, is located in Ma Gao Cave 61 in Dunhuang. The very long mural illustrates but a small part of the Lotus Sutra. It contains many episodes and figures from a number of stories narrated in the Lotus Sutra.
Illustrated on the left end of the painting is the parable of the poor son narrated in the Lotus Sutra. The painting comprises two major episodes. The top shows an elderly man announcing some news in the courtyard of a grand house. Outside the courtyard are two men tending a fainted person. Can you see it?
Depicted below this episode is a figure busily sweeping horse dung in a humble stable. Do you know what this parable is about? What lesson does it convey?
Once upon a time, the son of a wealthy family left home at a young age to become a vagabond. He wandered around here and there ceaselessly to make a living. 50 years passed. During all these years, his father kept looking for him. The father had been to many cities, but still couldn't find his son. At last, the father decided to settle down somewhere.
Alas, son, you have been missing for many years. If I die now, who is going to inherit my estate? Only if I could find you, how wonderful will it be? Where have you gone?
While wandering around to make a living, the son of this rich man incidentally came to the door of his father. Of course, he didn't know that this was the mansion of his father. He only thought,
"What a huge mansion! It's like a king's palace. The man over there is probably the master of this mansion. He looks as majestic as the king. How could it be possible for me to work here? I think I'd better leave."
This is my son, whom I have lost contact for 50 years. Servants, come on, hurry. Bring me the guy who was over there just now.
Yes, master.
What are you doing?
Come with me.
I haven't done anything wrong. Why are you arresting me? Are you going to execute me? I don't want to die.
Oh, what a timid person. He's fainted.
Sprinkle water onto him to revive him, then let him go. However, you have to follow him discreetly and report to me his whereabouts.
Yes, master.
In this way, the rich man sent two servants to approach the poor son without revealing the truth. They also offered double as much pay to allure the poor son to sweep horse dung in the rich man's stable. Seeing his own son doing such menial work, the rich man was still happy and gratified and had mixed feelings. He decided to disguise as a servant so he could approach his son and find an opportunity to talk to him and show his care.
I can see that you're doing quite well here. How about staying here to take up a permanent job? I would take care of your daily needs. You're an honest and hardworking person. I'm getting old. Since you look exactly like my son, do you agree to be my foster son?
Hearing this, the poor son gladly agreed. Time flies. Another 20 years passed. The rich man knew that his days were numbered. Seeing that all these years, his son was very dedicated to his work and had become familiar with personnel operation in the mansion, the rich man called forth the poor son and said to him,
"You have been by my side for 20 years. You have done a good job. I am very gratified. I'm getting old, and my days in this world are numbered. I want to entrust my properties to you, otherwise I won't be at ease."
Knowing that he was obliged to accept, the poor son then started managing the rich man's finances. He tried his best and did a very good job. He also convinced himself to feel comfortable with his lowly position and accept all these arrangements. On his deathbed, the rich man invited nobles, dignitaries, relatives, and friends to his house and made an important announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know that my time has come. I would like to announce this to all of you. This servant by my side is in fact my son, whom I have been searching for many years.
What? Please don't joke with me.
It's true. When I first saw you more than 20 years ago, I immediately recognized you. All these years, I've been waiting patiently, waiting for this day to come. I hope that you can inherit my entire estate. Then I would die with no regret.
Thank you, Father.
In this parable of the poor son, the father is an analog of the Buddha, while the poor son represents sentient beings. Although we, sentient beings, are like the poor son who has lost his way, the compassionate Buddha still patiently spends a lot of time and makes every effort to help liberate us from the vast ocean of sufferings.